welcome to 1010 Would Recommend with me, Talani.
And me, Gina.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you, my love. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
That was so negative.
No, it's not negative. I always sound like that. And I also don't pretend that I'm like amazing if I'm not, you know.
Don't you think you should fix that?
No. Well, as in lie?
No, I feel like sometimes we say you can be really happy, but you'll be like, yeah, I'm all right. Because it's like a British thing to say.
That's true. I'm all right is like the standard British.
I remember saying to someone, it was like, I'm really good, thank you. And it really took me back. I was like, all right, calm down.
Oh, that's really nice.
Like, that's on me though. Why did I think his positivity was like, all right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't feel bad. I just generally feel fine.
Come see, come sir.
It's a Tuesday. Do you know what I mean?
That is the one thing I've taken away from French. Come see, come sir.
You do say that.
I say it all the time.
We and them, man. You say that a lot.
I say we and them, man. Yeah. Hold tight the we and them, man. Which is the French lot. What should we call the German lot? The Danke, man, them. The Danke, man, them is brilliant. Because they call us in it, gang.
Do they?
Yeah.
Please.
They call Londoners.
That's hilarious.
In it. Well, Africans call Londoners in it.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I go like to Nigeria or Ghana for Christmas, they call us in it.
I actually love that.
Like, yeah, the in it are in town. That is so disrespectful. So it's us in it, gang.
Back again
with our film club.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited about today's topic, even though it's a lot more serious than last week.
I have so many thoughts.
I do too.
I have so many thoughts.
I do too. We'll get into it, but let's tell everybody the homework for next week.
What is the homework, Gina? I'm going to have a different song every episode for this segment. What is the homework, Gina? That's the best song so far.
No, that was actually really good. Next week's homework and what we'll be discussing is the new Britney Spears documentary.
Oops, I
did it again with you. Wait, can you get like...
Yeah, 5 seconds only.
Right, okay.
Stop it right there.
I don't know if you saw the other doc that was done on... I don't even know what...
Yeah, well, I did watch that. I don't know when it was done on because I don't think I watched it where I should have been watching it.
Right.
But I watched it.
Yeah. I watched it too. And yeah, it was really interesting, but I was looking for it to go a bit deeper. So I'm hoping that this one explores a little more of like what the deal is. It's so like in the news. It's prevalent, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And also the whole, I feel like if you are of our generation, like Britney means a lot to us.
She does.
Well, she means a lot to me anyway in terms of like music. And I was definitely always seeing Britney.
Yeah.
Like, especially when there's a whole Christina Aguilera or Britney. I was like, Team Britney.
Yeah.
I think she's great. And then to realise how dark her story is. Like, Whitney so was just sad. A poppy woman who made poppy songs. And just to actually watch her go from Hit Me Baby One More Time to what Britney is going through now and her things with her dad. It's insane. It's actually insane to realise this is someone's true life story.
I know. It is mad. So many of them. I mean, I really, really love music docs or tangential music docs that talk about this kind of stuff because I'm so interested in seeing what's under how we perceive them to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think about this all the time.
Is anyone that was happy?
I don't think anybody was happy. But also I feel like, I think about this a lot with influencer culture, but just also celebrity culture in general. The way people talk about them like they're not real people is mad.
It's scary. Yeah, no, it is absolutely scary. And to be fair, I've probably done it as well. I remember when Britney, sorry, first shaved her head and it was like, what's her problem?
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? And it was just like,
we've all done it.
Going through it.
She was going through it. And you know what? I saw an article the other day and it was Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Who, you know, back in his blogging days and
he was an awful human being.
Awful. And he used to go in on Britney and he was kind of like doing a profile on him talking about forgiveness and like he's not looking to be forgiven because of how he was in that time and it's really interesting. Anyway, that's going to be a big full on episode because I'm sure we're going to have a lot to say.
Same.
So
on a positive note of Britney, what is your favourite Britney song?
Well, I went to a Britney brunch the other day actually.
Oh my God, what's a Britney brunch?
So good. So basically, it was literally a bottomless brunch, but all of the music, well, the majority of the music was Britney. There was a Britney Spears impersonator.
Oh.
Who was so good.
Whatever, Britney.
There was also a stripper. That's good. All eras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was really good. And the thing is, I wouldn't say that I'm like a... I'm not a Britney fan, but she's not the first person that will come to my head if someone's like, who's your favourite artist?
Right, okay.
But it's mad how many songs you actually remember.
I think I know all her songs.
Like, all of the words, mm-hmm. like, everything. Anyway, it was great. I loved it.
Well, my favourite song is Sometimes, and I feel like Sometimes doesn't get its accolades.
Oh, as in Sometimes?
Oh, my God, yeah. That is the most beautiful song that's Britney has ever Britney sang. Song. It is such a good song.
Yeah, yeah,
and also
yeah.
Crossways, because I was obsessed with the film.
Ooh, yeah.
You forget Britney acts.
Britney has been doing it. Mine is Toxic, I think. That's actually my favourite. And that's basic, but I love it. Or...
That is so basic.
Slave For You.
Your favourite song is Slave For You.
The song is called Slave For You. She's a white woman talking about it. Don't know why she did it. It was of that time. I'm not saying I want to be a slave. I just like the song.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yeah, yeah.
This week, we are talking about Monsters Inside, the 24 Faces of Billy Milligan.
Yes, we are.
Super long title, as we addressed last week. This is the doc. Just to remind everybody, although you should have done your homework, this is a true crime documentary mm-hmm. about a man named William Milligan.
William Milligan.
Yep.
Just call him Billy.
Billy Milligan, who committed several crimes against women, mm-hmm. but also suffered from dissociative personality disorder.
Yes.
And like all the stuff that went on around that. It happened around a time, I think it was the 70s or 80s, where this had never been...
It was brand new information.
It was brand new information.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And so it was the question of, how do you convict somebody who committed crimes but has 24 different split personalities, and at the time, the personality who did it might not have been the other personality, blah, blah. And then also just like the politics of the fact that this is a new thing.
Yeah.
And these doctors were like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, what's this? Yeah, you had doctors that really believed it. Some doctors were like, no, this is not true. This person is just trying to get away with what he's done sort of thing.
Right.
It's four episodes.
Four episodes, yeah.
And like every episode kind of looks into like the bigger picture of Billy, but then also goes into the deeper story. So you have one episode which looks into his childhood.
Yeah.
And anytime it's a documentary about someone who does mad things, mm-hmm. their childhood is always so interesting to me because it's always something. Do you know what I mean? They either got abused or something awful happened to them in their childhood, which then creates this, I guess, monster.
Yeah, that's exactly
Yeah, which
right.
is basically what happened to him.
And that childhood...
It was awful.
I mean, it always makes you sad because, you know, I watched that YouTube channel called Soft White Underbelly. Yeah. Basically, it interviews people living on Skid Row and there's addicts and all these people. And as you say, it's always something in the childhood.
Yeah.
This Billy man, like the stepdad. And also, why is it always a stepdad? I'm sorry, but
it's a consistent thing.
Like always,
it is a consistent thing. Yeah,
taking him, like beating that, like
beating him, and he said he'd been abused and raped by him as well. So he has this really dark past.
Yes.
But then the more I watch it, it's really weird because I have this massive thing of people's fascination of bad people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. People love to know the psychology.
Yeah, and
there's
this, and I guess maybe it's like when. It does feel like the world is good and bad. And innately, many of us believe we're good people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I like to think I'm a good person.
Yeah,
every
too.
So often I do something, I'm like, oh gosh, that was insane. But it's nothing mad, like it was like something bitter or something a bit mean.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing anything that's against the law, just to say. Just so we're clear. So we have this fascination with like people that are bad and people that do somewhat evil things.
Yeah.
So as the documentary goes on, he kind of gets accused of all these things and he gets non-guilty, doesn't he?
Well... This is a thing that I don't actually remember because I thought he was guilty, but instead of putting him in prison, they put him in a mental.
Institute. I think he was said that and not guilty.
Is it?
Yeah, it was not guilty. Oh, but what shame. They had to do was like kind of heal him and try to look after him.
Right.
And
okay.
Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah like, okay.
But what was trying to be in sense of like trying to heal him and make sure he's okay became this fascination with him.
Yeah, it was.
And
weird.
It was this weird fascination, which meant it kind of got away with a lot more things than probably should have done.
Oh my God, Talani, absolutely.
And he was kind of like making money from his crimes.
The last episode was mad where he was making bare money. He had a book.
Exactly. And I'm understanding this idea that it's not him per se. Mm-hmm. This is going to be really ignorant, but it is him. Like, as in, like, it's a part of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess that is the whole conversation. How do you convict someone who is not them, but the person that did it is still within them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And surely to punish that person within them, they need to go to jail.
Yeah. Well, this is it. And I thought it was so interesting that, like, they showed so many different perspectives in this documentary, but there was always this undercurrent of, like, well, has this whole thing been a facade? Or, like, is it possible that actually he knew...
He knew it because he's a very smart man.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a
like,
very
is,
smart
is,
man.
Is it that he's so smart that he knows just how to play it? But then at the same time, saying that, you don't want to then negate the fact that this is a real disorder and it's a real thing that people do. It was tough. It was tough. I felt really sorry for the victims when it came to the way they treated
Yeah,
I really did, because somebody even said it in the documentary that people just forgot about them.
No, literally. And then what got me was that everyone knew his name and knew his crimes. And I don't know why this always bothers me. Other women had romanticized him.
Yeah.
And it really pissed me off. I'm like, his crimes are against you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and how can you not be like, well, I think he's a nice man.
Yeah, like the woman that went to marry him and then divorced him after 51 days.
She was a crook. Oh. Because she married him, divorced him after 51 days and took his money. So I think she was just in it for the money.
As she should.
I think she was a crook. I don't think there was ever an ounce of love in her. I think she was just a flat out crook.
And like even people visiting the sites of where he'd done stuff. And you know what? It got me thinking about things like, you know, Jack the Ripper, yeah? You know how we've got like a Jack the Ripper?
It's sick.
It's a bit mad when you really think about it.
And also by what I think it does is that it encourages this sadistic view of that we've made way too many people that have done crimes famous for their crimes.
Yeah. Because it's like, what's that thing called where there's a car crash but you can't look away from the car crash even though it's horrible?
It's like a word.
There's a word for it. It's like...
My vocabulary does not extend. There's some sort of phrase.
But basically, for me, it's that. Like, it's horrible. You don't want to look at it, but it's like you can't look away. And I feel like that is what part of the obsession with people trying to understand bad people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because they're like, it's horrific, but it's also intriguing to people and people are curious about it.
Do you believe him?
That's a big question, you know.
Because in the interview, so I think one of his personalities is an Arab man, a guy called Arthur who understands Arab or speaks Arab or writes it.
Yeah.
But they interview this man who was in the institution with him, an Egyptian man. He was like, I used to write all those letters. There was a guy who apparently was Norwegian in him as well. And then when someone was speaking that language to him, he didn't understand it. He switched personalities quickly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then...
Because not that I don't believe that disorder is real. I do think that's a real disorder. Yeah, I just don't know if I believe him.
But that is so wicked to use that and then to commit so many crimes. Like, that would be awful. So awful.
Because even when he was in his institution, they didn't call it rape, but he was getting younger women drunk and sleeping with them.
Yeah, that's true. He was. Yeah, he went with a staffer and then they drove and then he was using a gun. Billy was actually moving so bad throughout this entire documentary. I was like, Billy, what's going on, mate?
Got away with it.
He did get away with a lot of stuff. I felt like there were a lot of people that were complicit in Billy's crimes in this documentary.
Do you know why? Because they were fascinated by him.
Yeah.
At that time, this was new. Like, there'd been 2 TV shows about something like this. It was new sort of thing.
Yeah.
So to them, he was no longer, like, a villain. He was now this, like, what is this?
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're so intrigued. What oh, my God, this new person, so this new true. Thing. And I think that's what it was. I think a lot of doctors let down the victims because they were so intrigued by him.
Yeah.
And that's what overrode everything else. It was just like, this is so intriguing. Not like, this guy has done so many things to people.
Yeah, it's so true. But then even the people that were like, this guy has done so many terrible things, like, that doctor that Billy was really scared of, was also moving a bit mad.
Yeah.
That doctor was moving a bit, like...
Basically, there is no good and evil. We all live in the middle bit.
I totally agree. I feel like if you've done a bad thing, it doesn't necessarily make you
a bad person.
Yeah, you're right. There's something in the middle. That's where most of us are.
I think we're all in the middle. I don't think there's one person who is flat out, that is a good person.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know what I don't love also? Because at the end, in the final episode, obviously, Billy eventually dies of cancer in 2014. Yes. And he obviously says to the niece, like, you know, do you think God will ever forgive me?
For what? If you didn't do it, what's he forgiving you for, Billy?
Yeah, it was a bit like when he was like, oh. And then he was just like, yeah, because I've killed loads of people. And I'm like, Billy, because this is what we were trying to convict you of before.
Exactly.
You said you never did it. It was a lie.
Exactly.
Billy, what happened there?
Exactly. It's a deathbed. That's when you get the people's truths.
And I don't like that.
Deathbed scenes and then we'll start knowing what people are actually about. If you think you're going to die, your truth comes out so quickly.
That's so true. Why do you think that is?
Because you know what's there to lose now. I'm going.
I just think that's so not right, you
know? Especially if you have even a little bit of faith.
You believe in afterlife, right?
Yes.
As do I. Do you think that that's enough to just before you die be like, you know what, I killed 6 men, but...
But do you know what, though? The Christian faith does tell you that.
That is
even
enough.
If it's the last minute, you just say, God, forgive me of my sins, you're good. And because I'm wicked, that doesn't sit right with me.
It doesn't sit right with me at all. I feel like my God would be like, look, I've still got some words. I've actually still got some words.
The Christian faith tells you... if you say it, like, ask for forgiveness, you're forgiven.
That's so unacceptable to me, you know. I don't know if I can accept
it. But we're not
it.
God. That's why we're not God. Mm, I would have been wicked God.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we did if we were God.
Oh, like, God knows not to give me that power.
Yeah.
Like, that is entirely too much power.
It is too much. All in all, I did find it interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I found it really, really interesting, but I felt a bit uncomfortable because, as you say, it is that sick fascination that I even felt like I was kind of taking part in whilst I was watching it.
Do you know what? The part I realised, I was like, oh my God, am I okay? Was when they're talking about hypnotising him.
Mm.
And I was like, I would love to see that. But also, I've got a fascination with being hypnotised.
Have you ever been hypnotised?
No, but I really want to.
Really?
And this has happened, I've been wanting this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Since I watched an episode of Sister, Sister, also available on Netflix. And the scene was, they were at college or whatever. Yeah. And I think Tia had a boyfriend, but she fancied her lecturer. So the hypnotizer was like, I'll go to your true love, whatever. And instead of going to her boyfriend who was in the room, she went to the lecturer. Mm. And that caused the whole scene. And he was so upset. And it was such a beautiful couple or whatever. Yeah. So since that episode, I've been wanting to be hypnotized so bad because I was like, what's my truth?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what if I just live life not knowing what I really feel and just kind of go along with what I meant to feel? But then what if I never come back from the trance? I just don't know.
How does it work? I used to watch a lot of Darren Brown when I was younger. Did you? Did you ever watch any Darren Brown stuff?
No.
You would love it if you liked
it. No,
that
but
kind
also, I wasn't allowed so many things. I wasn't allowed
That's
to watch
true.
The Teenage
to
Witch.
Watch Harry Potter.
I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I wasn't allowed to do anything on Halloween.
Okay, fair enough. In which case, you would not have been allowed to watch
witchcraft
this.
Was not allowed in my household.
But Darren Brown, like, he does, like, suggestive stuff. So, like, he'll say things and, like, you'll realise afterwards he was actually planting words in the way he was speaking and then you would say the words. Like, that's the kind of stuff that he used to do. And he used to have a show on Channel 4.
Mm.
I loved it. I've watched every single Darren Brown thing. But he used to do these live shows where he would hypnotise everybody in the audience. That's why I thought you might know about it, because I'm like, you would love that kind of thing.
Oh,
I'm going to send you one of the...
Okay, and now I'm allowed to watch things that I'm
it was honestly fascinating,
I
the things that he would do. It was so interesting.
I used to even do it as a kid.
Really?
You are falling asleep. I just wanted it to
you're
work.
Very
yeah, you're very sleepy.
Yeah, yeah. It was Billy Milligan, man.
Yeah, what story? Like, I actually want to hear what you guys think as well. I actually want to know if everyone believes him or not.
Yeah. When you say believe, do you mean believe?
Do you believe he had multiple personalities?
Right.
Or do you believe that someone gave him a clue that this is something he can do?
Mm.
Because he'd been in prison before.
He was a criminal. This is
and
it.
If there's one thing that smart people do in prison, they read up more.
Mm.
They've got time. Maybe that's what he read up on. Who knows? Remember, those two books were out during his time. Civil and something else that was based on multiple personality disorder.
Mm. I think that he had it, but I do think that he was also a criminal. I don't know. I think two things can be true at the same time. That's my truth.
Yeah, 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 same. I think he had it.
Yeah.
And I think he played it up more.
Right.
Knowing that people are finding this interesting.
Okay, yeah. Everyone tweet us your thoughts because we could talk forever about Billy Milligan.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters Inside, colon. The no, 24 faces of Billy Milligan.
Yeah. Gina, we forgot a big shout out and I am disgusted by us because we should have started the episode with this and we didn't. And we have let down our people.
We have. We have.
It is the month of October. What does that mean in the UK?
It's Black History Month!
Woo! Shake your titties for Black History Month.
Shake your titties for black people. Shake them off.
So October is the month in the UK where we celebrate Black History. And it's only right, as two Black women on this platform, that we kind of recommend some things that are worth watching on Netflix that have Black people in them, and not just in the picture or the image, actually have Black people in the whole show.
Correct.
And, you know, shows about Black legends and Black historians and things like that. Mm-hmm. I want to go first.
Please do.
Because I really want to talk about the documentary on Nina Simone.
Ooh.
It's called What's Happened, Miss Simone.
And it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix and it is brilliant. I think I've watched it three times.
Ooh.
I really, really, really like Nina Simone because she is on smoke.
Mm.
Like, I think at one point she said if it was up to her, she'd kill. These are words that came out of her mouth in the documentary.
About
like she was just so angry about how like Black people were being treated and things like that. She got to a point of just a lot of anger. Yeah. And then when she started talking like that, she's kind of started losing deals. People didn't want her to perform anymore.
Right.
And for someone with such talent, just speaking loudly about what affects her, kind of made her blacklisted.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting, her story. She's really flawed as well. Mm-hmm. Like, there are parts of it where her daughter speaks about the, like, violence that Nina Simone put her through and things like that. It's so interesting, though, because I always find that people that are, like, ridiculously talented are troubled. Mm. And I don't know why that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, why does that? I'm really interested in that, like, too. Because,
and there's so many songs that you didn't realise. Like, oh my God, I didn't realise that was Nina Simone.
Like what?
I got my hands, got my toes. Got my...
Really?
That's Nina Simone. All I linked that with was Boots adverts.
Me too.
I got my freedom. I can see the women running down the hills now in Boots.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Nina Simone's song. And there's, wow, so many songs that I was like, oh my God, I didn't realise that was her.
Damn.
And she was so into her sexuality and sex. Like, she was brilliant. Like, really flawed, but also really, really brilliant. So I definitely recommend that. Mm-hmm. And also, I wanted to use this time, mm-hmm, to stand up for Malcolm and Marie.
Okay, give it to us.
So Malcolm and Marie is a film, yes, on Netflix. It's in black and white. Mm-hmm. And it's just about a couple who, the girl is an actress and the man is a writer, director type of thing. And they just come back from a screening from his film.
Yeah. Also, the people in it is, Zendaya is the actress.
Yeah, Zendaya is the actress. And John David Washington are in this film. And they're a couple. And basically, the whole film is them in a big argument.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Mm. But so many people are like, oh, this is so boring. I think it is brilliant. Mm. I think it is so good. And it has that, like, level of toxicity that I'm kind of into. It's just really good. Mm. And, like, it's literally set in one house in black and white with two people, the whole film.
Does the end resolve? Like,
no,
are they?
No.
So they're still in an argument?
Yeah, they just kind of like go to bed.
Wow.
Don't watch it when you're sleepy.
I'm going to sound up for like a movie, but you might fall asleep.
No, Jen, because it's so good. But you know, one of those films that nothing really happens. Mm. And they talk in monologues the whole time.
Okay.
It's very artsy.
Okay.
And you know, that's a dabble in artsy.
Yeah, I do.
A little dabble in artsy. It's very artsy.
Okay, cool. My recommendation is a short film called Dolapo is Fine. I pronounced that name wrong. Please correct me.
It's Dolapo.
Okay,
thank you. But you're not going to know that if you're not Nigerian, so it's fine.
And I think it's also quite arty because it is about something, but also just it's kind of like a coming of age type, mm-hmm, scenario. Mm-hmm. And this young girl, she has a brother. And she is like one of those younger sisters who like loves hanging around with her brother and blah, 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 and doing and like following him around. And she's obviously coming of age and realizing things and blah, blah.
Yeah.
But she also sees her brother and her brother's male friend engaging in like sexual type. They're quite young, they're teenagers. And it's sort of about that and what happens once she's seen that. And also what happens to the two friends, those two guys. This is black people also. So it's very black story. It's also set in the UK, so it's a black British story. It's just super interesting. The acting's great. And it's just a lovely observation, I guess, of like teenage life, coming of age, sexual exploration, that kind of thing.
And one more recommendation before we go, which is a British one. Been So Long.
Oh yeah,
with the girl of the moment.
I know,
she's the moment, darling. Yes. Michaela Carr, but it also has Avinze Kene, who did the brilliant theatre play Misty.
Misty,
which we watched together, and Avinze Kene is brilliant.
Yeah, that's a really good recommendation.
Can you remind everyone of next week's homework?
Okay, next week's homework is to watch the new Britney Spears doc, which came out on the 28th of September. So it's out now. Please watch it. Come with your thoughts. Tweet us, obviously, at the hashtag 1010 would recommend. Or tweet Talani and I. My Twitter is at Smalgina. That's G-E-N-A. And T, what's yours?
Mine is Tolly_T.
You can find Netflix UK on all social platforms, but it's at Netflix on TikTok. And that, I think, is probably...
Yeah, I keep getting tweets, people begging me to watch Money Heist because of you.
And you know what? I really appreciate it because I've been... They're probably bored of every single season. I'm like, please.
I'll see.
I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees, babe.
I'll see.
Okay, fine. Okay, thank you.
We've been 1010 would recommend and we'll chat next week.
Yeah, bye.